The Guardian.
Well, of course, this is part of the Madame Tussauds Museum, which is due to open in Berlin next week. It's on the Unter den Linden Boulevard, so you come off this main street in Berlin and you're suddenly finding yourself in a world of historical German figures, starting off with Bismarck. And then quite soon after him, there are a few Nazi resistance fighters. And then suddenly sitting at a desk in the dark in the corner of the exhibition is a figure of Hitler. And it's quite striking in the sense that if you compare him to the figure of Hitler in Marylebone Road in the Madame Tussauds there, he's fighting with his fist in the air, a sort of fighting pose, standing next to Winston Churchill. In contrast, this Hitler is a very dishevelled and broken man, sitting at his desk, leaning over, his shoulders are hunched. He looks like a sort of businessman who's just discovered that his books are in a really bad state. No swastikas or any Nazi memorabilia around him, but in the background, a picture of the a destroyed Reichstag, and all around us we hear sound effects of bombs falling on the bunker or over Berlin, and Hitler, of course, sitting in his bunker at the end of the war. So very much projecting a very specific image of a downtrodden Hitler close to defeat. And I spoke earlier on to the director of the museum, Susanna Keller, and they're very sensitive, obviously, about this figure. But this is what she had to say to me.
There was a controversial discussion ongoing, but we are showing the whole history of Germany, and it's part of our history. So it's just not political, it's unpolitical, it's just part of our history from Bismarck to Merkel, and so we couldn't let him out, at least, or not.
You mean you had to have him in a corner where people can't get too close to him and be photographed next to him?
That was the purpose, because we wanted to have him in a sensitive way and not in a strong figure, or to glorify him. We show him in a disheveled way, so it's the last days in the bunker. So that was our purpose. If we have him, that we have him in this sensitive way, and not in the way that people can approach him directly.
Okay. And finally, how was the decision made as to what figures you would have here? For example, there's no Klaus von Stauffenberg, the man who tried to murder him, who will be there'll be a big film coming out starring Tom Cruise with him next year.
Yeah.
What's the decision? How have you decided who's in and who's out?
We did surveys Madame Tussauds here in Berlin. Which figure do you want to see? And that's the top list of the people they have told us.
Kate, what's been the reaction to this?
Well, the reaction has been quite mixed. Some of the German papers have taken a rather tongue-in-cheek view. The rather august newspaper, the Frankfurter Allgemeine, has joked Hitler is back in town, saying that this wax figure has been unveiled just a few metres from the place where, as the paper says, he said his farewells to Berlin 63 years ago, his bunker just a stone's throw away from the museum. I got some very interesting reaction from the first people to take a look at the controversial Hitler figure.
There was all this hype and we were waiting outside, so there was all this tension building up, but I still know it's fake, so it still doesn't seem that real to me.
Do you think it's right that he's in the wax museum at all?
I mean, he's a part of German history, so I think it's important. You can't ignore important German figures in history, so yeah.
I'm not really sure what they try to do with Hitler, because actually he doesn't look like a very mean person. He doesn't look like a very old person. It's like, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure.
My impression is that this bunker scene is not just to glorify him, because he's like a broken old man sitting on a normal table, having some sheets of paper, some books in front of him, and he seems to be a bit disillusioned.
Germans have been reluctant to portray Adolf Hitler for many decades, but in recent years there does seem to be something of a demystification of him going on.
That's right. There have been several satirical films depicting him and trying to make him look as ridiculous as possible. There's also been, of course, the very popular and successful film The Downfall, in which Hitler is portrayed as again at the end of his days, as we see him here in the museum in his bunker. Everything's gone wrong for him. There are even satirical scenes in that film where we see him playing with battleships in his bath. So definitely there's been a very strong effort to try and demystify the figure. There's been quite a lot of coverage here of the way that, for example, the Chapman brothers in London have recently had an exhibition in which they have taken oil paintings that Hitler painted and have disfigured them, turned them into hippie-style images. And the feeling is here that there could be a lot more done in that direction to take the sting out of him with humour. Of course, it's much, much more difficult for the Germans to do that.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.